Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a groovy party, man. Yeah, I can
brother,
dig it.
Stop
it.
Right on.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Life is so amazing. God is so amazing. If you're listening to me right now, if you could see me right now, actually I'm on Facebook Live, Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook. Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook Live right now. Join me and tell a friend, tell a church member, tell an associate, tell a relative to come on in and join us as we talk about some extremely serious subject matters and topics, all pertaining to civil rights, because you have a civil right and a constitutional right and a human right. You have your rights, I have my rights, and we have our rights. And either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And we cannot fall for anything. We must stand together in solidarity. We must galvanize, because strength runs in numbers. And do we have a mission ahead of us? Yes, we do. Can we get through the mission? Yes, we can. Can we do it together? Yes, we can. But we must practice doing it together. One of God's commandments is that we love ourselves as God has also loved us. That is a work in progress. We're still praying for each and every person around the world right now. I don't care where you are. Your prayers are coming from the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show and our complete staff and all of our guests and all of our listeners. Wherever you are blessed and you're favored by God. But you have to know that you know, and faith without works is completely dead. Good morning, Minister Moni Scott. God bless you on Facebook Live. Please tell 5 to 10 other people about our show this morning. Send it out to 10 people. Thank you so much. We have some exclusive special guests on our show today. We're going to have Elizabeth Gerald on our show, and we're going to briefly talk about what happened to her daughter, but we're going to elaborate on the wonderful things that Elizabeth Gerald is doing in memory of her wonderful, phenomenal, beautiful daughter. praise God. Cousin V is back on the show. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. What a mighty, mighty God we serve. And today is the anniversary of Randy's passing, and we're going to talk to Cousin V about that in just a little while. But meanwhile, boy, the phones are lit up this morning. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. I just want to tell you that I think it's so strange that we have a milk formula warehouse or company facility right here in the United States of America. Right here. But for some reason, oh, my God. God bless you, Moni Scott. I see that you have been in the hospital. When I pray today, we're going to add you in our prayers, that God will keep you and God will heal you tremendously and expeditiously in the mighty name of Jesus. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about there's no smoking guns. What you hear on this show is the real deal Holyfield. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody. And that somebody better be God, because God will tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me, God. Okay? Hey, Brenda. Hey, Cousin Brenda, how are you? Cousin Brenda Kelly, love you, love you, love you. And God is with you and working miracles right now all the way out in Texas. Amen. Tell 10 people to join this right here. Send this to 10 people, y'all. Moni sent it to 10 people. Cousin V sent it to 10 people. Cousin Brenda Kelly sent it to 10 people. All right, now, without saying another word, I just don't understand why we got to get our baby formula from Germany. I don't understand that. We in America, we have this is America, the red, white, and blue. We have the facilities right here to make milk. Why do we have to get our baby formula from Germany? Okay, just think about that. Why? And how many other countries own America or have bought America? I don't know if China has bought America or who knows. Right now, maybe Germany owns a part of America. I know one thing for sure. Russia definitely owns a part of America. Since Mr. T. Rump went out and made some terrible mistakes with other countries while he was sitting in office. I'm not putting him down. I'm just telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And I don't know if you've been watching the trials about the coup that was pulled on the United States of America by T. Rump. What's up, Gina? God bless you, Gina Magruder. Good morning. God bless you, and God bless you and your family. Tell 10 other people to join us right now. You're not going to believe our special guests and the things that we're going to discuss this morning about civil rights issues. And praise God from everybody. Hallelujah. Praise God from everybody who is joining us, who is working with us, who stands behind the work that my organization does. You know, we fight for people's rights. We do community planning. We do things with the people in mind. This is not an I organization or a me organization. This is a we organization, ran by God. Hallelujah, ran by God. I can promise you that. This whole movement is ran by God. I can't move without God. Before I make a decision on how things are going to go, when we're working on these cases, I have to go to God. first and foremost. Well, anyway, what I want to say to you, and good morning, Wanda. God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. So without further ado, we're going to get some of our special guests, Denise Frances Woods, who is a civil rights activist in her own right, mostly in the Crenshaw community, and where she's been there for many years, and she's a dear friend of mine. She's a great speaker. And also, we're going to have Britta Steinbrenner will be back on our show. She ran for chief of the Sheriff's Department for Los Angeles County. I did go to her wonderful event. It was very nice, and the food was good, too. And the people and the band was good. Everything was good. Her speech was excellent. It was phenomenal. We're going to have her back on. We're going to talk about what's going on. Also, I told you, we're going to have a young lady named Elizabeth on our show, and I'm going to allow her to speak about her bio and what she does. So without further ado, let's get our co-producer, Brother Clarence M. Allen, in the studio right now. Good morning, Brother Clarence M. Allen. Welcome to the show. How are you today, sir? Brother Clarence, are you there?
Hello, Dave. What's going on, Pastor Eddie? What's going on to all our wonderful listeners? I do apologize for the delay. Pastor Eddie, I'm just off Highway 15 in the northeastern part of the wonderful state of Nevada. I'm headed back to California. I'm getting gas right now, Pastor Eddie, to all our wonderful listeners. It's going to be hot in this desert. Right now, the wind is blowing, Pastor Eddie. So I want to allow this wind to blow all through this wonderful, greatest Monday morning blog talk show to Eddie Justin Jones Radio Blog Talk Show. Pastor Eddie, back to you.
Amen, amen. I'm so glad that you are live and you're out there in the field right now, still helping to produce the show. Thank you so much, Brother Clarence. Shout out to you and your wife and family, and also to to Big Dog and everybody on the road right now. God bless you guys. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Without further ado, let's get in Cousin V. Good morning, Cousin V. How are you? Welcome to the show, Cousin V.
Good morning. I'm going to make it. It's just a bittersweet day.
Yes, it is. And I know it's a memory of Brandy. I got to say this on the show to everyone. The homegoing was beautiful, Cousin V. I was honored beyond words to be a part of the homegoing. And today is the anniversary of her passing. So, Cousin V, what would you like to say?
Well, my heart not only goes out or asks you all for prayers for myself, but I just continue to keep seeing young people are dying at 30 and younger. Brandy
yes.
was 33, which they pointed out. I hadn't thought about it, but so was Jesus. And Brandy
Amen.
Sacrificed her life so that her son, Jerrion, can be born. So she went without chemo until closer to time for him to be born. And then also they said, Jesus, he died for us at 33. So that was just
wow.
wonderful to hear. That just goes to show you that we do have to believe that there is God. And then I also was telling them, I have a godson that died in his sleep. His mother didn't get the closure that I did with Brandon. He was only 29, and he was my son Randy's best friend. They were like brothers. And
wow.
Also, another friend of mine, her son, died sitting in a chair, and he was only in his 30s. Then last night I was going through Facebook, and I read Master P's daughter, 29 years old. She died June 1st. So I just want to say let's just pray for all these families that are going through this bereavement, and especially those kids in Uvalde. Some of them weren't even
yeah.
recognizable. So I just do thank God for the time that I had with my daughter because others don't get that. And then I was talking to Brenda yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
My sister died 7 months and 3 days before Brandy. And Brenda's daughter died 7 months and 3 days before my sister, her cousin, Brenda. So we just want to say that that is the God and how God can work things out.
Yes, he can work it out. And right now my heart goes out to everyone who is dealing with this. I see you right there. I just want to let you know I did get your message, Elizabeth. I do see your number. We're going to get you on in just a minute. Cousin V, what you just said is deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountain, and swifter than the rivers. And this is, I was talking to someone about this, about all of the young people that are dying right now in their 30s. And I'm going to say this too right here. And some people might get, you know, whatever is in that shot, whatever is in those COVID-19 shots, a lot of people who have taken those shots in their late 20s and early 30s are passing away. Now, you don't have to believe me. Do your own research. Inside that COVID-19 vaccine is a dead fetus. You don't have to. Just look it up. There are little robots inside of that can be activated. They're called nanos. They're inside the COVID-19 shots. And I'm not saying that, you know, I'm just saying think about it, read about it, and analyze and evaluate it for yourself. But a lot of people that have taken those vaccines are having blood clots, heart problems, and I see a lot of young people passing away. This is a premeditated conspiracy. Remember what was said to each and every one of us. Mr. Bill Gates, one of the richest men in the world, said he wanted to depopulate the world. He said he wanted to depopulate the world. And right after he said that, COVID-19 came and depopulated millions. I've never seen people so stacked up outside of the morgue, around the corner from the morgue, but not in the morgue. Trucks had to pull in with freezers to pile up the bodies. The numbers were in the millions around the world. And now, all of a sudden, and you can read about this in Revelations, it'll tell you straight out, this is one of the plagues. A lot of our 29, 30, 31, 33-year-olds are passing away right now. Okay? Just wanted to put that on your heart. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Without further ado, let's get our Professor Reams in the studio. Good morning, Professor Reams. Welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
Oh, just fine, Pastor Jones, and good morning to my fellow co-producers and co-hosts. Good morning to the listeners, and once again, let's strap in on this wonderful ride that we call the Eddie Justice Jones program so that we can move forward, hear the real deal of Holyfield, but also be reminded of God's love and how he worked through all of us. With that, good morning, Cousin V. Good morning, the regulator, Clarence Allen, and good morning to all of you.
And past Professor Ring.
Amen. I want to get one of our special guests in the studio all the way from Chicago. Without further ado, good morning, Elizabeth. Are you there? Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I can't hardly hear you. It has to be. Yes, I can't hardly hear you. You might want to are you on your phone?
Is this better?
Yes, it can't be on speaker, and turn your volume all the way up, and got to be where it's like really, really quiet, like really quiet. No, you know, stuff in the background. Just we want to hear from you today. How are you today, Elizabeth?
Okay.
Welcome to the show.
I'm fine.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. You know, I'm alive. I'm breathing, kicking it, so.
Amen. Praise God. So everybody on the show, please say good morning to Elizabeth.
Good morning, Elizabeth. Welcome to the
show. Good morning, Elizabeth. It's an honor to have you on the show.
Happy Monday to you all.
Yeah, and Cousin B.
Amen. So at this time, now don't go anywhere, Elizabeth. Just stay right there in the queue. Stay in the queue. Okay, stay in the queue. Without further ado, Greta Steinbrenner. Good morning, Greta. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Pastor Eddie. I am doing very well and so happy to be back with all of you this morning. So thank you.
We're really happy to have you. Elizabeth, say hi to Greta. Greta, say hi to Elizabeth.
Hi,
Happy Monday.
Good morning, Elizabeth. Happy Monday.
Yes.
And without further ado, everybody, did everybody say hi to Mrs. Steinbrenner?
Yes. Happy Monday.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Britta.
Good morning, Britta.
Good morning.
Yeah. And of course, we have Vera Jones. Vera Jones, welcome to the show, Health and Wellness. Vera, good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Eddie. I am doing great. Good morning, Clarence, Cousin V, Professor Reams, all the other co-host listeners. Happy Monday.
Amen. Praise God. Okay. Well, we're going to start off. Amen. We're going to start off talking about a very serious issue that took place. Now, we're not going to elaborate on that part too much, but just enough for you guys to get some information. But then we're going to talk about the positive attributes that have come from what happened and how, hey, Cassandra Romero, how are you? God bless you, Cassandra, you and your husband and your family. God bless you. Thank you, guys. Tell 10 people to listen to the show right now. Tell 10 people to come on Eddie Justice Jones Facebook Live right now, everybody. And, okay, so here's the topic. Our first topic, let's see. Let's go to our first topic. And our first topic is suicide awareness and prevention. We're going to talk about suicide awareness and prevention because there is a lot of people that you don't know about that are committing suicide. They never put the numbers of how many people have committed suicide on the news. They never talk about it. But we should because it's a taboo topic. But the reality of it is a lot of our young people who are under stress from the classroom shootings, we even had to talk to some of the kids at our church who were contemplating, doing something to themselves. They're just afraid. They don't know what to do. They're nervous. They're scared. They're wondering, is it their school next? You know, and some of them said they're so stressed out over peer pressure that they just want to give up. And I want to say this to you all listening. You give in, but you never give up. You give in, but you never give up. We serve an on-time, mighty, mighty God who will see us where we are and help us where we are. But we must have faith and believe. And a lot of our young people, they need to be taught faith and how to believe. We've gotten so far from the church. This is why we're having all these terrible things happen, because people need to get back to God. They need to get prayer back in school. School needs prayer right now. I'm praying for every school in the United States and around the world. The school needs prayer. But without further ado, we're going to talk to Elizabeth. Elizabeth, welcome to our show. You run two organizations. Could you give us a bio?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth again. Thank you for having me on my show, on your show. I have my non-for-profit is MJD Movement in honor of my daughter, and I also have an LLC, which is Marcy's Marvels. And with my non-for-profit, we do suicide prevention. I have a group of doctors that I work with that I can, if it depends on the person what they're going through, but there I work with a group of doctors. So if you want counseling or therapy or whatever you need in that, I can refer you to one of them. I have a child, psychologist and for adults. We also work with domestic violence victims, sexual assault victims. I have sex trafficking victims that have reached out to me. We feed the homeless. I give back as much as I can. I mean, we do some of everything when it comes to my organization. And then with my LLC, I have a comic book, a coloring book, and a children's book. I have makeup, and that's all to help the black and brown community for our young girls is what my LLC. They kind of go together.
Now, Elizabeth, Elizabeth, okay, now
yes.
Let's slow down for just a minute. We're going to get all that in, and you have what a resume you have and what a bio. That's amazing. I want to talk about your wonderful daughter, Marcy. Marcy, now, first of all, tell everybody where you're from.
Flossmoor, Illinois. It's a south suburb.
Okay. And then I had asked you, how far is that from Peoria, Illinois?
Yeah, you did.
And so
it's not that far.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, one of the greatest, well, a lot of people came out of Chicago. One of the great gospel singers, James Cleveland, came out of Chicago. And then Richard Pryor came from Peoria, Illinois. And then, of course, how far is Champaign, Illinois from you?
About 3 hours.
Okay. And then, of course, Oprah Winfrey came from Chicago too, right?
Yeah. I think she was born in Wisconsin, then she moved to Chicago, then from Chicago to California, where she is now.
Now, some people have talked about Chicago in a way where they said at one point they were calling Chicago Chirac. And there was a lot of shootings going on, a lot of crime going on.
Right.
Unfortunately,
it still is.
Yes, it still is. Unfortunately, your daughter, who was at that time 14 years old, right?
Yes.
Okay, so without further ado, I'm gonna turn it over to you. You take the floor. Give us a story about Marcy. And then after that, after people hear about it, we'll kind of jump over to some other things so we won't linger on the pain of it. We'll look for the blessings of it, okay?
Okay. My daughter's name is Marcy Gerald, and you can actually Google MarcieGerald. My daughter was a 14-year-old, a regular kid. She was an honor roll student. She wanted to go to Harvard Law. She wanted to be a Supreme Court justice one day. We treated homeless. She was just a regular, teenage girl. And one day she was coming home from school, and she was brutally attacked and sexually assaulted by a convicted felon who had just gotten out of prison. He was supposed to register at a halfway house in Chicago, but he didn't, and he was able to go on the radar because the parole officer said that, I guess there's so many parolees he had, and, I guess by him having so many other parolees that they hadn't even realized that this dude hadn't registered. So the Flossmoor Police Department, they caught the guy right away, and, we went to court, and that's where a lot of the problems started as we would go to court, because, yes, I did get her counseling. She had a great doctor, but it's only so much the doctor can do, too. We had to we would go to court. We would Markham Courthouse, we would go to, and we just, like a lingering thing, month after month. And it got to the point where she didn't want to go anymore because, we were sitting in the back of the courtroom and he was in the front, and he would turn around and look and laugh and wink. And, he just never had any remorse. And, it was just very odd. And, my daughter didn't want to go back anymore. So we took a plea deal. And when it was his turn to speak, he had ended up telling my daughter, if he wasn't so beautiful, I wouldn't have been attracted to you. So you have nobody to blame but yourself for what I did because I could not help myself. This dude was 300 pounds plus. My daughter was 100 pounds. So after he did that, she took the bottle of Tylenol the hospital gave her. And her last words to me was, I love you, Mommy. She went to bed that night and just never woke up again.
First of all, we're going to stop right there, and we're going to have a moment of silence for Marcy and while we're on the show. So everybody just a moment of silence right now. And we have a completely silent right now. I don't know what that noise is in the background. Please. Thank you. All right, Sister Elizabeth, we send our deepest condolences. I know she's been passed away for a while, but when you lose a child, that's deeper than the ocean, and nobody can relate to that until it happens to you, like it happened to Cousin V, or anybody who loses a child. That's just not an easy thing to get through. But you have been
right.
Now this convicted felon got out of prison, and no more than a week that him getting out of prison started to follow your daughter, and then he kidnapped her and sexually assaulted her terribly, and she had to go through all kinds of medical things. And what were some of the medical things that she had to go through that we don't know about?
because she was so young, she had to go. They had to give her something called an anti-AIDS. They give her pigs. It's pills and shots they give her. They had to give her a plan B in case she got pregnant by him. Then they had to give her shots and pills for STDs because he had just gotten out of prison. They had to give her it's a series of shots and you get for, I guess it's an AIDS prevention series. You have to go through that. And the thing is, going through all that made her sick. She'd be throwing up. It was just a lot to go through in itself. And, you know, we had to go through it because it's something they do for, they do it for all sexual assault victims.
So, Elizabeth, following that, when she told you, Mommy, I love you, and she hugged you, and if I'm not mistaken, you said that she asked if she sleep with you that night.
Right.
So she actually
slept with you on the night.
So when you woke up in the morning, you woke up to your daughter being gone.
Right, but I didn't know she, I mean, when I woke up, I didn't know. I just woke her. I woke up at 6 to get up and, you know, so I can get my stuff together to do what I had to do, you know, go to work and everything. And I said, Marcy, get up, and nothing happened. And I said, Marcy, get up, and nothing happened. And I said, Marcy. And then I sat her up, and, you know, and I jumped up, and I'm shaking. And then I started screaming for my son because I didn't know what was happening. And he came running down the stairs, and he says, Mom, call 911 now. And I called 911. And so,
well, I don't want you to have to elaborate too much more on that. But
okay.
We're so honored to have. Okay, can everybody just right now, everybody on the show, just reach out to Elizabeth and just tell her you love her. Everybody on the show right now, just say I love you and God bless you. Can everybody say that right now on the show live?
Thank you.
Even if you're on
Facebook. Love you, Elizabeth, and may God
love you and God bless you. Yes.
Thank you.
I love you.
Thank
God bless
you.
Thank you.
Charles Jones, what's up, cousin Charles Jones? What's up, man? God bless you, man. Thanks for looking in. God bless you and the wife and all the family. So, Elizabeth, it's an honor to have you on. You took what happened.
Thank you.
And you took what happened, and you opened up organizations, and you started fighting for justice and fighting for different things to change to make sure that people like that are held accountable. Tell us about the organization that you have opened up and formed. Go right ahead. Take the floor.
Well, I do. Like I said, I have a non-for-profit and an LLC. I'm actually working with Congress to start Marcy's Law, and that will consist of if you cause a person to take their life, and whether it's sexual assault, domestic violence, you know, bullying, et cetera, they'll be charged with manslaughter. And, yes, it can be done because in Minnesota, a lady took her life because her husband, she got tired of going through domestic violence with her husband. He was beating on her, and her husband got tried for manslaughter. And so Missouri has done the same thing. A young man was bullying his employee to the point his employee hung himself, so he got charged for manslaughter. So, yeah, it can be done. It's just our community.
So let me get
excuse me?
Right. Excuse me for interrupting. Let me get this right. So you're working on Marcy's Law, and you are working on making Marcy's Law go into effect, right?
Yes.
Okay, so this is what I'm going to say to you. The Los Angeles Civil Rights Association, along with the executive board of the team, which is Professor Reams and myself, we're going to do something, even if it's write a letter, to help you get to the judge to help you get that law in order, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hold that thought. I want you to meet a very wonderful person, Britta Steinbrenner, who was running for the Los Angeles County Chief Sheriff's position. Britta, are you there? Are you there with us, Britta?
Yes, I am, Pastor Eddie. Thank you very much.
Now, you've been working around crime for over 35 years, right?
That is correct.
So what type of advice? Go right ahead.
Well, if I can, I didn't mean to cut you off, but if I can give advice, Elizabeth, I have had 35 years in law enforcement, and I never lost an employee. And in 2020,
wow.
I lost three employees, The first was a security officer, and he committed suicide with his duty weapon on his birthday after the breakup of a relationship. And many a times I look back and I think, you know, did I miss the signs? And he, on the last day I saw him, which was on a Thursday, he passed on Monday, and I told him, I'll be back and I'll talk to you, because I knew something wasn't right. He lost a lot of weight. And then that Monday morning is when I got the phone call. And you go back and you think, gosh, can I do anything differently? And really, I don't want to beat myself up, and I don't want you to beat yourself up over your daughter, because mm-hmm. I look at Lewis and I look at him as being in a better place, and he's with God, and he's no longer in pain. And then mm-hmm. I had a deputy, Dennis Gill, and his daughter. They were killed in an off-duty traffic collision coming home from vacation in Salem, Oregon. And then had a law enforcement technician who was who passed because of COVID, all within a year span. And unless you experience death yourself, you can't understand what somebody's going through. But by you talking and sharing your story about Marcy, it helps you mm-hmm. grow. It helps you gain the strength. And I look at you as a role model for coming out and sharing your story about your daughter, because it shouldn't be hidden. It shouldn't be, I'm embarrassed. No, you might have saved another life that you don't know about. And you will continue to share your story and save other lives. I truly believe that, because I share the stories of the three that passed, and there's miracles in it. Because if I can go back to Dennis Hill, who was killed with his daughter, he also had his 11-year-old son in the front seat, and he survived, no injuries, nothing. The truck that they were in flipped over, and the daughter was ejected, and Dennis was pretty much crushed in the front seat, the driver's seat. And so we learn from one another. Thank you. And it's just like the pain that you're going through as a mom. You just please mm-hmm. know that what you're doing is so healing and so motivating that I admire you for that. And I don't even know you, but I already feel the warmth and I feel the energy that you have in that. And that's your mission now, is to go and share with others. And so my hat's off to you. My love, super big hug to you for coming on the air and sharing, because this is a wonderful forum to share. There's great viewers. They ask great questions, and they open up their hearts. So I admire you for being on this show this morning.
Now,
thank you.
Britta, hold that thought, Britta. And also, Elizabeth, hold that thought. We got a caller calling in. Let me just see something here. Caller in the 217-200 area code. Are you there?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Champaign, Illinois.
Oh, wow.
And your name, sir? Your name?
I'm Joshua.
Everybody say good morning to Joshua. Welcome to the show from Champaign, Illinois.
Good morning, Joshua.
Morning, Joshua.
Thank you.
So, Joshua, what's on your heart this morning? We're talking about some incidents that took place. What would you like to say, sir?
I would like to say that we should probably be allocating resources to the community level, because that's the only way that things are going to change, is on an individual basis on a much smaller scale.
Okay, could you break that down into layman terms? Can you break that down into layman terms for our listeners? What is this plan?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we end up paying a bunch of tax money to governments to pay for the solution for problems, but the problems are never solved on a large scale. The government has proven time and time again to be terrible at doing these things. You give me a pastor, you give me a priest, you give me a street preacher, somebody that has an active role in the community, somebody that's accountable in the local area, and I promise you that individual will have more effect on changing things in a local area than the government could ever do.
Well, Joshua, right? Your name is Joshua, right? Well, Joshua, you just said a whole bunch of good stuff right there. And I just happen to be a pastor, and I happen to work in the streets, and I just happen to work in the community. And we just matter of fact, not to bring it back up again, but on somewhere around July the 24th of this next month, I'll be receiving the Presidential Humanitarian Achievement Award for my work that I've done from President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. And I'm excited about that because, you know, it's been a long time coming, and 35 years out in our streets working on civil rights issues. And I agree with you. Those political people who should be passing laws to stop rapists and criminals from being able to get away with doing these, the guy that did that, what he did, he should be getting, and I'm not God, but he should have got life in prison without the possibility of parole because it was a premeditated conspiracy. He planned it out. He followed through on it. He gave her post-traumatic stress syndrome for the rest of her life. And eventually, under the stress and the longevity of what happened mentally to her, as a child, she wasn't able to handle that, and unfortunately, we lost Marcy. So, yes, should a law change? Yes, a lot of laws should change, Joshua. Joshua, what would you like to say to Elizabeth if you heard the story? She's on the line now. She's our special guest, along with Britta Steinbrenner and all of our co-producers and hosts. What would you like to say to the mother that lost her daughter to suicide?
I would like to say that there is nothing more excruciating than living life. We have to suffer, and some of us can hop over the hurdles, but at the end of the day, we're all family, and I apologize wholeheartedly that your daughter didn't make it past that last hurdle, and I love you, and I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Elizabeth, please go ahead and respond. Elizabeth, how do you feel about what Joshua said?
Thank you so much, Joshua, and I love you too. I'm very appreciative of you. Did you hear me?
You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. There are no smoking guns on this show. It's the real deal, Holyfield. Joshua just called in from Peoria, Illinois, without anybody showing him which way to go. He reached out to Marcy, and he said something that God has been saying to each and every one of us. He doesn't even know her, and he said, I love you, and he said, we're all family. We got to realize and recognize and wake up that that's exactly what this is. Somebody, did someone want to chime in? Go right ahead. Okay. With that being said, Joshua, don't go anywhere. Is that you, Brother Clarence?
Yes, I'll chime in. You know,
I was waiting on you to chime in. Come on in, bro. Take the floor.
I'm just so devastatingly touched by this tragedy, this occurrence that should have never happened. You know, it's just so prevalent. And what was going through my mind when Joshua was speaking and when Elizabeth was saying some things was our prison systems at once upon a time, they wasn't a safe place for predators, for rapists, and all of those who did those type of acts upon people of any kind. But now that there are so many people locked up with so many different types of crime and even the crime of rape, there are so many people that now, you know, they have no fear of going to jail because they're going to find like-minded and people who committed similar acts of these crimes. And so with me, man, this coward, this pedophile, this rapist, I was looking at your beautiful daughter, Elizabeth. She's a beautiful being.
Thank you.
She was a beautiful.
Thank you.
A beautiful being. And I remember reading about this story in the past. So it's
thank you.
Just a God touch situation to have you come on this morning. I am so honored to God for you to come on here and share this much needed story that need to be republicized, that need to continue to have the light shined on it, because there's just too much evil in our society. There's too much evil in our community. There's too much evil in many of the individuals that live right here with us, next door, around the corner, up the street, and what have you. So, you know, sister, God bless you. I want you to Pastor Eddie your address information. I'm going to send you one of my books, my book titled Regulate the Manual. And I know if you read this book, you will find some things in there that is not just soothing but energizing, will strengthen you, and even bear witness to what trauma that you have to go through. So thank you, Pastor Eddie. Thank you to all our wonderful listeners. Thank you to our special guest right here. May God continue to lift you, strengthen you, energize you, and give you the foot to continue to move forward in your endeavors.
Thank you so
much. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Okay, you guys, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. If you want to call into the show and make a statement or say hi to Elizabeth or to Britta, all you do is dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. Press 1. It'll put you in the queue. I'll get you on, and you could, you know, share. Okay. Without further ado, I want to go to, we're going to go to Professor Reen's last on this one. Vera Jones. Vera Jones over health and wellness on our show. That's her segment. Take the floor. What would you like to say to Elizabeth this morning? Do you have a question or a statement for her?
Well, I would like to say to you, Elizabeth, my heart goes out to you and your family. And it is really a great thing that you're doing. You're giving back love, and you're sharing it all over the nation. With you even sharing this today, and then the different movements, your LLC, and then helping with sex trafficking, domestic violence, and the homeless, you're doing a lot, and your daughter is really proud of you. So
thank you.
Have you and keep up the great work.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen.
And
amen. Thank
you,
Vera.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, we love you. And without further ado, we're going to go to Professor Reens. Professor Reens, please take the floor. Do you have a question or a statement for Elizabeth? And go right ahead, Professor Reens.
A combination of both. So, Elizabeth, first of all, bless you. Thank you for everything that you're doing. You are phenomenal. I mean, that is the word that it just comes out of this, with not just when this tragedy happens. Others might have cowered, might have gone depressed, or even gone away from it. You took it upon yourself to become the change that everybody needed at the time that we needed it. And now this is where you are definitely needed now, because in showing what you've done, it's with the nonprofit and with the LLC, a lot of times people don't believe it until after there's something physical that can show, and you are that embodiment of what needs to be done.
Right.
And so,
bless you,
thank you, because otherwise this would have been swept under the rug, and people would have gone on and would not have taken it as seriously. So you have mentioned that it's now going to be going to, you're getting it, Marcy's Law for the U.S. Congress? Okay.
Yes.
So Where is it at this stage, and which congressman and or senator are you working with?
Well, I'm in Illinois. I'm working with LaShawn K. Ford, Debbie Myers, Debbie Miller Myers. it's quite a few of them that are actually helping me get it passed.
Good.
They're saying that Illinois will probably be the first state to pass it. And let me tell you how good God is. I have a documentary that's out. It's called Who Was Marcy? It's mm-hmm. on Tubi, but I just found out because my documentary broke records. It got over 48,000 views within a couple of weeks, and now it's over 100,000 views
mm-hmm.
in less than a month that Netflix and Amazon Prime said they will pick it up now. And at my comic book, I have a producer that actually reached out from Marvel that wants to work with me on doing a Black Girl Resilience, turn my comic book into a movie for the young girls because so much stuff I'm doing. So everything, mm-hmm. it's like just really just shining. It's just like, you know, God is really just working. He really is.
Look at God. Look at God.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that
Hallelujah.
Was one
Look
of the points because I had looked up and then seen some of the accomplishments that are being done. But of course, the good Lord knew what he had it all planned.
Yeah.
that this was going to be the epitome. So, like, of course, last week it marked Kamala Khan and Ms. Marvel. So I'm looking forward to the next installation of your superhero to be
Thank you.
Cool. So. When this does happen and this is on your website, you know, please keep us abreast or let us know how we can help you with that, because I know I'm already on Disney Plus, right? So I'm going to make sure to always get some definite likes and things to that effect overall. Plus, I will invite that when things kind of slow down that you have a chance to talk to my class that I teach a professor at a university to have you as a guest speaker.
Okay.
So keep.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
So we're gonna keep in touch, professor, on the things that you're doing in your journey with the Lord and also to resolve these issues.
Thank you.
I yield back to you, Elizabeth, and I also yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
And Professor Reams.
Thank you
professor
so much.
Reams, we want to let you know, Elizabeth, that we are going to formulate a letter. Professor Reams will probably formulate it for the organization, and we're going to send it mm-hmm. to, I guess, your congresspeople, probably your senator and your congressperson on behalf of the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association to assist in the expeditious move to get your Marcy Law law. And when that day happens, I want you to let us know so we can fly out and be a part of the ceremony. And then at some point, we're going to fly you out here and you'll be speaking to the students at the university. So look at God.
Oh,
look at God.
Yes, that'll be so great.
Hallelujah. Look at God.
Wow.
He's an on-time God. Amen.
Yes, and this is the University of California.
I'm begging pardon?
Oh, yes. We're at Mount St. Mary's University of Los Angeles.
Okay.
We're in the heart of downtown L.A., and it's a women's college. Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Now, amen. So I saw your documentary. Your documentary is amazing. I read your bio. I read your background.
Mm-hmm.
You're on fire for God. His children need to be saved and uplifted and educated, and you're a vessel. And, of course, the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association supports these type of positive things that can help change lives for people who are going through trials and tribulations. Cousin V, please take the floor. What do you want to say to Elizabeth this morning? Go right ahead, Cousin V.
Well, my heart goes out to you because as I keep saying, nobody got the closure that I got when I was with my daughter, because I was able to be right there until actually I didn't see her take her last breath, but God put us to sleep and she took her last breath. But my heart goes out to parents that don't get that closure. And I just want to thank you for sharing your information, because it is going to help a lot of people. And I just want to thank Professor Reams, because I've reached out to him and he's already put something together in the works that will be happening for us soon too. So you're working with a wonderful civil rights leader and professor, and then also just to have Britta on here from the Sheriff Department. That's how just God
yes.
put people in
yes.
places and everything
yes.
at the right time.
Yes,
so
yes, yes.
Thank you for coming on the show.
Yes, thank you.
Wow, wow, hold on a second. I just, okay. I'm just trying to get this here. I can't, let's see. No, we got to get, okay. Let's see.
While Eddie is getting that together, too, I just wanted to say a person facing cancer, just like you mm-hmm. saying that your daughter was going through with the attempt for suicide, because so much and deal with so much being told that you have cancer, and then to
I
find
know.
Out later,
I know.
Then to find out later,
yeah,
that it's metastasized all over your body, and you watch your child in so much pain.
I know,
and it's not the same, but they go down the same road. They have to face so many challenges. And they're
mm-hmm.
mentally, physically, and emotionally drained. So
I know.
I'm praying for you also, because it
and I'm
doesn't
praying
matter.
For you too, sister.
Ago,
yes.
Doesn't matter how long ago. I also lost
yes.
a baby in childbirth, yes. and I never got to hold her. But that still hurts me to this day. Every
I
July 3rd,
yeah.
something about her also. So I just want to let you know my heart goes out for you.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I'm sending you love and hugs, honey.
Thank you.
We are. Yes. You know, Rachel Briggs on Facebook Live says she's sending love and prayers right now, and she sent a heart to you, Cousin V, and to you, Elizabeth. And hey, Rachel,
thank
welcome
you.
To the show. It's an honor to have you on Facebook Live, and please share it with 10 people. Share it with 10 people. We're talking about something that's deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountain, and swifter than the rivers. Thank you, Brenda. Cousin Brenda Kelly sent nothing but hearts to you, Cousin V, and Elizabeth, and to everybody on the show. So we are sending love today, because love is in need of love today. Love is in need.
Yes, yes, yes.
Love today. Who said it better than Joshua, all the way from Peoria, Illinois, called into our show.
Wow.
He's still on with us. And said that he loved Elizabeth. That was, man, I got emotional.
That was awesome.
I mean,
yeah, that was awesome.
I mean, that was, I teared up on that.
Can I throw another
yeah,
log
yeah,
on my fire?
Yeah, yeah, go right ahead, Joshua. Go ahead, Joshua.
Yes,
what
sir.
What would you like to say?
I'm just saying, when it comes to a lot of the stuff, it's the trivium, the who, what, where, when, how, and why.
Mm-hmm.
We got to a stage where we have the how figured out. That's what we do. We science it out all the time.
Okay.
But when it comes to the why.
Go right ahead, Joshua. Go ahead. Finish up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, when it comes to the why, that's the thing that means everything about everything that we're talking about. Why. And God bless you, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
And you know what, Joshua? You know, Joshua, when I think about COVID-19, I go, why? When I think about no milk on the shelf, why? When I think about the political people who are in office, it's supposed to be, why? When I think about, you're right, you're right. Let's go back. Let's go back to Britta Steinbrenner. Britta, please take the floor. You know, we want to switch reels just a little bit here. So don't go anywhere. Everybody stay right where you are. We want to review what happened with the elections. Did you vote? Did you vote? If you voted and you're on Facebook Live, send some hearts right now. If you voted, send some hearts right now. Okay? I want to see some likes and some hearts. If you went out and you voted, that's your right to vote. Okay? Yeah, keep those hearts. Should be flying all over the place. It should be likes and hearts going all up and down the page. If you stood up and you voted, because your vote counts, and voting is important, it's very important. And if you didn't vote, it's okay, but you know you have a responsibility to vote. Thank you guys for all those wonderful, beautiful hearts that are coming from all over the United States. Thank you for the hearts. And then for those who are online right now, I hope you I voted. I couldn't wait to vote. And then I put a tag on my shirt and one on my laptop, and it said, I voted. Okay, I was so happy. Because people died for you to have the right to vote. People were hung, castrated, beat to death, and some of their applications were tore up before they could get out the door good. They just did not get a right to vote. But as of now, there are no excuses, not one. Britta, take the floor. What's going on with the voting thing and what's going on with your campaign? What happened?
Well, thank you. And first and foremost, I want to say thank you for allowing me to be on your show twice prior to the election and now then today. It was really an honor to be here to share with your viewers who I am, what my vision is, what my policies, what my stances were, because you need to know that and you need to hear it from the individual. But right now, we're finalizing the vote. As it stands right now, I came in sixth. We had 9 candidates that were running, and it was one of the largest fields of candidates that we've seen in this election since 1850. And they mailed out 5.6 million ballots, and the Register Recorder's Office is still counting the ballots because you had June 7th was the actual election day where you could do your in-person voting. But if you mailed in your ballots, you had until 5 p.m. on that Tuesday, June 7th, to at least have it postmarked so that it counts. So what I'm learning is by July 1st, the Register Recorder's Office will have finalized the votes, then it goes to the Board of Supervisors for them to approve the votes. But right now, it looks like the runoff will take place between the incumbent, which is Alex Villanueva, and then Robert Luna, and he was the retired police chief of Long Beach. So if, in fact, that is where it stands, then the general election will take place on November 8th. And it is really, really important that everyone votes. This was the lowest turnout, June 7th, the lowest turnout. So a lot of people aren't too familiar with the primary. Sometimes they have the thought process, well, we'll just wait till the general election. But each election is so important. And they make it very simple now where you can, you know, get your ballot mailed to the house. You can either mail it back or you can put it in a drop-off ballot box. So I would really encourage all the viewers to, if you live in L.A. County, to please at the next general election, November 8th, because that's also for the mayor. There's a lot of positions that are still need to be formalized and finalized because there's going to be a runoff. So in the case of the sheriff, in order to not have a runoff, you had to have 50% plus one vote. But in this case, I believe the sheriff has 30%, and then Robert Luna is at 25%. So there'll be a runoff between those two.
Okay, now, you made history, Britta. The reason why you made history, because you are the first female woman to run for chief sheriff over the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. Would you like to elaborate on that some?
Yes, I would. And what I said on your last show, win, draw, or lose, it is still an accomplishment because in the history of our department, we've never had a female candidate. And once I announced, there were two other women that also filed to run for LA County Sheriff, and they were not very active. They attended one or two debates, probably did some campaigning on our own, but not as extensive as I did because during this last year, there were numerous debates. There were numerous meet and greets. There was a lot of learning that I had to do on my end because no one teaches you politics. And I actually read a book, and it was almost, you know, how to be a campaign manager, how to be a candidate. But it was very, very informative. And there's a lot of work in the background that takes place. You have to get a consultant and advisor. You need a campaign manager. You need a treasurer. You need a team of volunteers to help with sending the message out, sending all of your flyers, scheduling meet and greets. And it was for a year, a little over a year, that I had been at this pace. And up until March of this year, I was campaigning. I was working, and I was taking care of my father. So once I was able to retire on March 25th, than it was 100% for the campaign. And I met so many dynamic people that came across my path, and I, with the meet and greets and the different organizations and getting several different endorsements from the National Women's Political Caucus, all seven chapters, Moms Demand Action Against Gun Violence, and from different Democratic parties. It was very motivating, very promising, and I don't regret a day of my campaign because it enriched me both personally and professionally. And you, I got to meet you, Pastor Eddie, and it was just, you know, people come into your lives and they bring a glimmer of hope, ray, sunshine, love, and that's what we need. So in a way, it's in the history books. There's never been a female candidate. I am the first. And there's a lot that I have to still offer. So this is not the end of my career. I still feel I'm too young, and there's other avenues that I will be pursuing.
Well, praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Now, let's give a big hand for Britta running for office. Let's give her a big hand, you guys. Come on, come on. Clap it up.
Thank
Clap
you.
It up.
There you go, lady.
Excellent.
There you go.
Britta. Yeah. You know, Cousin V ran for office. Cousin V ran for office as well. Cousin V, did you want to talk a little bit about when you ran for office?
It's the same story she told. Our people just don't get out and go vote. And you have people that tell you right to your face, I'm going to vote for you, and they don't. And they don't understand that it is you can see every day who votes and who doesn't vote because the county allows you to see that list. And then also we just need our people to get out, like you said, at every election and vote, because it's coming up in November this year. We don't vote. All of those people that are in, especially our Texas Congress, and people like them, if we don't get out and vote, we're going to have those same people running our country. So we need to get new people in office.
Right. Yes, we do. I agree with you. You said that right. Now, Britta, you had a wonderful campaign party gathering for close personal associates who were working with you and doing great things. I was one of the ones who was able to participate, and I got to tell you, it was fabulous. Talk a little bit about your campaign party and why you pulled it all together.
Well, I called it an election gathering, and it was my way of saying thank you to those that have supported me, to my family, to my friends, because either way, it was a celebration. And this was also an opportunity for all my children to come home, because I have one that lives in Boston, Texas, one that came from Monterey, California, and their significant others, and my two granddaughters. And so it was just really a nice way to end the evening, to end a year's work of hard work. And I don't know if you've heard of the band Ohio Trio Plus, but they were excellent, a jazz band.
Yes, they were excellent.
And so a shout out to them. And then I had it catered from Rosie's Barbecue, tri-tip, coleslaw, some salads and chicken. And it was just an opportunity for everyone to come together, to relax, to watch the election results. And it kind of concluded a year's of hard work, because we work so hard that we never take time to take a deep breath and enjoy what we've accomplished. And it really taught me something. And it's, you know, the only limitations in life are the ones that you set for yourself. And embarking on this campaign was something very new, very different, very foreign to me. And not that I'm an expert, but I have learned so much. And who knows what the future holds. So you can never say no to opportunities. But it was a great night. We watched the elections. We watched the votes being tallied. And then it had an opportunity to close it out with thanking everyone and just letting them, you know, relax and enjoy the moment. And then if I can just add to it, I always like ending on a positive note. And so my soon-to-be son-in-law proposed to my daughter at the campaign celebration. And so that was just like a positive spin on everything, because there's still good in this world. And sometimes you got to work a little harder to find it, but overall, I was very pleased with how everything came. And the fact that you, Pastor Eddie, took time out of your busy schedule to come and spend the afternoon and the evening with us, I was very touched by that.
Well, I was very touched when you allowed me to introduce you before you gave your final speech of the evening. So I was honored beyond words to be able to introduce you, to tell people a little bit about you from my heart to all the people. Thank you very much for allowing me to participate in something that was way bigger than me.
Aw, thank you. Well, it comes from the heart. And I know what you shared about me came from your heart, too. And that's what it makes it so personable. You know, everybody, we don't take time in life to realize who we're with, what our mission in life is. We just keep on going. And you really have to take a pause and say, okay, is this worth it? And am I doing it for the right reasons? And this entire campaign and the way I wanted to transform the department was all for the right reasons. And I talked to you, I talked to you about community policing and getting that relationship back with the community. So hopefully I love law enforcement too much to not be involved. So there's other avenues that I'm going to be pursuing, but I am going to take a 2-week breather just to kind of relax and just kind of take a pause and rejuvenate myself and then get back in.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well, again, go right ahead. Somebody was going to say something.
Yes,
Joshua,
sir.
Joshua, go right ahead, Joshua.
Yes, sir. I was just going to prescribe her a minigun. That was sarcastic.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Never mind. No, I was going to prescribe her a minigun. Never mind. Yeah, 300 rounds a minute. Never mind. Doesn't mean anything. I was just messing around.
300 rounds a minute? Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Britta, do you like to go to the firing range and fire off 300 rounds a minute?
I've never done that, but
it's a lot more fun than they tell you on TV, I promise you.
Well, I guess down in Peoria, Illinois, you can go do that. But if you do that out here where I'm at in California, they'll have the riot trucks coming for you.
Oh, no, you can't do that in Illinois unless you have permission. You better take that to Idaho or Texas.
Yeah, someplace like that, yeah. Well, because the gun laws out here in California are very strict. Well, not strict enough. Right, Britta?
Very true, and I'm hoping that they're looking at different gun regulations because I know that there's discussions of 21, which I support, because it's very interesting that, you know, you can drive at 16, you can vote at 18, but you can't buy alcohol until you're 21.
Can I pick your brain on that?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. So the problem that I have with that 21-year-old, you know, stipulation when it comes to 21-year-old people being able to use a rifle. I have a little bit of a problem with that because 18-year-olds and 17-year-olds with parents' permission are able to sign a military contract to be a soldier and go over to foreign lands and use a rifle. And then they have to come home. So 17, 18 years old, they go over to foreign lands, and they use a rifle. And then when they come home, they're not able to protect their family the same way that they were able to protect America overseas.
Well, Josh, let me share something with you on that. I want to step in on that. Yeah, when you sign up for the government, for the Army or the Navy or the Coast Guards or the Navy SEALs, you have a right to do that, to bear arms and protect your country. But if you're going to be coming home, if you're going to come home and then you want to use that weapon like that, you know, they're not going to allow that to happen in the States. And unfortunately, Josh, I got to tell you, over the last 3 months, I've seen the most unbelievable, heinous shootings with weapons from young 18-year-olds. The kid that did the shooting in Texas, he was 18 years old. I mean, the kid that did the shooting in New York at the grocery store, he was 18 years old.
Yeah.
So here's my take on that. Here's my take on that, Josh. I don't believe that an 18-year-old should have automatic or semi-automatic weapon, especially.
Yeah.
So
I got to
disagree with you on the law for 21-year-olds. I think that's a great law.
Can I respond to that?
And hold on a second. Let me hold on. We're so happy to have you on the show, but let me just say this about that. This is not an easy task for anybody. This is a very complex, difficult task that we're dealing with right now when it comes to firearms. It's been all over the news. Every day it's been on the news almost. And I really just hope that we can just do something about these unnecessary firearms that are on our streets, including the ghost guns. But we're not going to keep going on about it, Josh, but I'm going to let you say something. Go right ahead, Josh. What do you want to say?
I just want to say that the founding of this country during the Revolutionary War saw children ages 12 to 16 shouldering rifles to shoot the British. It's important to understand that. Today, when it comes to school shootings, there is a company up in Michigan that developed the technology to lock the doors of everything. I don't think a lot of people know about this stuff, you know?
Right. Yeah. Hey, Josh, well,
so
you know, Josh, I want
to
thank you.
To understand that.
Well, Josh, it really is, but let me say this to you, Josh. And there's some noise in the background, and I don't know what it is, but if you guys could stop making that noise, it'll be really helpful.
It's not me.
Okay, now, no, not you, Josh, whoever it is. Thank you very much, because everybody's line is open. Okay, so here's what I want to say. We're going to move on from that particular topic. Josh, thank you for bringing that to our attention. Let's get back to Elizabeth. Elizabeth, are you still there? Elizabeth,
yes,
are you still
I am.
There?
Yes.
Elizabeth, what would you like to say about your organization? Matter of fact, can you do me a favor? Are you able to go on Facebook Live right now? Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook Live?
Hold on a minute. Facebook Live?
Well, why don't you if you can, just tell everybody how to get to Tubi to see your documentary. That's what I really want you to do. I wanted you to put it up, post it on there, but if you tell us how we can do it, maybe one of the people can post it on the page for us. So if people want to see your...
The name of the, if you go on Tubi, which is T-U-B-I, Who Was Marcy, M-A-R-C-I-E.
Okay, so do you have to download the application Tubi to see it?
No, if you got the Tubi also, you know, most Tubis have Tubi and Netflix. It's just like Netflix and Amazon Prime and everything. So,
right.
I mean, a lot of these have the TV. Some of these smart TVs have it too.
Okay. So tell everybody again how they can see your movie.
You can either go on your TV and search Tubi, which is T-U-B-I, and look up Who Was Marcy, or either just, you know, go on your phone or something. Because I sent it to you through your phone. And just look up, it's Who Was Marcy on Tubi. And Marcy
right.
is M-A-R-C-I-E.
Okay, and I can forward it. You don't mind if I forward it to the listeners, right?
No, forward it, please.
Okay. And then I want to post it. I also want to post it on my page so people can watch it and look at it and see
okay.
What's going on. So
right.
All right. So without further ado, we're going to be going into our regular segment right now. It's about 10:19. Don't go anywhere. We're going to have you to have some closing remarks for us, okay?
Okay.
Elizabeth?
Okay.
So don't
okay.
go anywhere. Stay right where you are. We're really enjoying you on the show. If you're enjoying having
okay.
Elizabeth on right now, can y'all just clap your hands for Elizabeth and what she's been doing and happy to have her on this morning? Give her a big hand.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen,
thank you.
Amen. We just want you to know we appreciate you and we appreciate your energy We appreciate your fight for justice to make changes. You're not just sitting around twiddling your thumbs. You're going out there, rolling up your sleeves and getting involved and putting, you know, Marcy's smiling from heaven saying, thank you, Mom. You know, thank you, Mom.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. And so I want you to keep up the good work. Now, wait a minute. Hold on. I got another caller here. Wait, let's see. Okay. I got a caller right here. And let's get this caller right here in the 747 area code. Caller in the 747 area code, are you there?
Yes, sir, Pastor Eddie. This is Evangelist Scott calling in. And I just wanted to extend my heartfelt condolences and also to let Britta know that I did vote for her. I'm grateful
Amen.
To what you're doing. And I believe that with all the gun issues, these youth senseless murders that are going on, we've got to take our rightful stand as believers and to pray, without ceasing. And I wanted to send the dear mother who lost her daughter, I wanted to send her from Funeral Home Gifts a pillow. I just need a picture
Amen.
Of her. If you send me the picture, I could get a comfort pillow to her, something that she can treasure for the rest of her life. And I
Amen.
Just want you all to say.
Well, Minister Moni Scott, first of all, thank you. And, you know, Minister Moni Scott, it's such an honor to have you on the show today. Thank you for shouting out Britta. I'm going to give Britta a chance to respond to you. But right now, Cousin V, please take the floor and talk to Moni Scott and tell her how she can hit you up on Messenger. She wants to have a pillow made in memory of Brandy just for you. You heard it live on the show. This is people giving. This is love. This is what love is. What you're getting right now is what love really is. Go ahead, Cousin V. Tell her how to get in contact with you. Thank you, Minister Moni Scott.
You're welcome.
My Facebook page says Veronica Louise Kelly Jones. So that's how you can
you
reach me.
You don't remember
Facebook.
Me, Cousin V, when I was on the show before. It's Cousin Veronica
Louise
Kelly
Jones.
Joe. Used to do the sports report.
She still
I
does.
Still do it. I've been off because my daughter ended up in the hospital before May 13th. So she had been going in and out the hospital since April.
My God. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I will messenger you and make sure you, if you send me a clear picture of her, I can work. Now, it takes time for the turnaround for the comfort pillows, but I just want to send you something that you could treasure for the rest of your life and bring comfort. And when you have challenging days, you just hold that pillow. It has pockets in the back of it for you to put your hands in the pillow. So I wish I could do more, but I do want to order you a comfort pillow and get it out to you. And those of you, Pastor Eddie, those who are part of the show, I like to make a commitment once a month when we have homicides, suicides, all the other kind of sides, let me know and reach out to me. And I want to be a part of help being a co-producer when it's a death. And when there is something, when a family has special needs, I would like to be a part and be able to help.
You are part of it, Moni Scott. Moni Scott, matter of fact, we're gonna get you more. You know, we got to make you a member of the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association. It's already done.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's give a big hand for Minister Moni Scott. Can we give a big hand for Minister Moni Scott with the big heart?
I'm your. I love to be your bereavement producer, and I've been elevated. I am, since I've seen you last. I'm an ordained evangelist. I go to hospitals and prisons institutions. So
amen.
That's what I do.
Okay,
thank you.
So
that is a nice
my messenger is Eddie Justice Jones Jr. Just Moni, Minister Evangelist Moni Scott.
I get no response. I've been sending it to you. You've got
my
number.
Goodness.
Could you inbox me your number, please, whenever you
I
have
sure
a chance?
Because
I've been sending messages to you so that I could be a help to these families, but you don't answer. Because I am Moni Scott on Facebook. But anyway,
well, you know,
just inbox me your number.
Okay, I'm going to do that. And so we could get the bereavement, because I have a bereavement program for Susan Miller Dorsey High that I work on. So this is going to be good. We need to have a bereavement team because people are bereaving right now and going through. Okay,
yeah.
Without further ado, there's a caller in the 503 area code. Caller in the 503 area code, are you there? Welcome to the show.
Yes, I am.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you hear me?
It's Linda Goldie. Everybody say good morning to Linda Goldie.
Good morning, Miss Linda.
Good morning. Sorry, I'm so late.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
And Britta, are you still there? Britta,
yes, I am.
Are you still
good
with
morning.
Me? Oh, great, great.
Yes, I am.
Great,
I'm
good,
here.
Good. Amen. Praise God. Okay, so with that being said, it's about 10:26 a.m., and normally, before we go off the show, we're going to get our closing remarks from our special guest, which is Elizabeth, and we'll talk about her, giving some closing remarks about her and her mission for her daughter, Marcy. Also, we'll hear from Britta Steinbrenner in closing. And then, of course, you know, I'm going to see if Josh is still with us and see if he would like to say something in closing. And without further ado, we're going to start off with some poetry. We call this on our segment on our show, Poetry in Motion. Without further ado, Linda Goldie, take the floor, give us Poetry in Motion.
Okay. I was shuffling through things to decide what to do. I'll just do this one. It's called Some Things. There are some things you cannot buy, no matter how you wish or try, and if your heart is cold as cash, I know someday you'll burn and crash, when only God will rescue you, and people who are tried and true will have had enough of you. There are some things worth more than gold, and stony gold will leave me cold, because it leaves you incomplete, and if you love it, it's not sweet. Judas found that out too late, but love of money cannot wait. To sow the seeds of lies, and all who will believe them become the tempter's prize.
Amen, amen. Let's give a big hand. Let's give a big hand. Let's give a big hand for Linda Goldie.
Thank you. I've got
Thank
my
you.
Hug.
Yay,
that was good. Okay, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights. I want to shout out my cousin, Lori Jones. Hey, cousin Lori Jones down there in Arizona. How are you? The wife of my cousin, Charles Jones. So God bless Charles and Lori Jones and all the kids, all the cousins. Love y'all. God bless y'all. I'm glad to see both of y'all on the show this morning. Family. Without further ado, it's time to go. Now, somebody's phone is feeding back a little bit. I don't know whose phone that is. If you don't mind, just kind of silence it. Mute your phone out until you're ready to talk. Thank you so very much. We're going to go to Vera Jones for health and wellness. Vera Jones, please take the floor, give us health and wellness, and then we're going right to the sports report with Cousin V. Let's find out what's going on with our California team in the NBA Finals. Yeah, championship. Anyway, go right ahead, Vera. Take the floor. Give us health and wellness.
Thank you, Eddie. So today's message is inspired by Cousin V. And thank you, Cousin V, for sharing some things that are happening around here. So today I would like to tell you, summertime is right around the corner. And as we know, it begins June 21st, 2022 for this year. So have you been seen or have you been attacked by an abundance of spiders, bees, ants, wasps? Have you seen frogs, grasshoppers, beetles, ticks, fleas, outfits. How about mosquitoes, cockroaches, gnats, moths, or flies? Now, it's early spring and early summer. It's actually late spring but early summer. And this is mating season time. So don't be surprised if you're working outside in the yard or if you're in your kitchen or a restroom and you see spiders coming in. But I just want to take a moment to tell you about a couple of plants and essential oils that can help you out. Now, if you decide you're going to be outdoors and perhaps camping, hiking, or in the garden, make sure that you take some odorless garlic a couple of days beforehand, because guess what? Pests do not like the smell of garlic. And if you're in an area where there are snakes, plant some marigolds or that plant called the mother-in-law's tongue. Now, some of the natural things that you can use to deter snakes would be sulfur, clove, cinnamon, ammonia, like soaking a large rug and put it out there, and it would deter the snakes away, along with lemongrass. Now, these are a couple of plants that you can put in your garden to keep the bugs away. Now, basil keeps mosquitoes and flies, catnip, that deters mosquitoes. Eucalyptus keeps the flies away, lavender. The mosquitoes and the moths and flies do not like that at all. So how about some marigold? That will keep the mosquitoes' outfits and gnats away. By planting peppermint, mosquitoes and spiders and cockroaches will stay away. Rosemary will keep the slugs, the snails, the fleas, ticks, and mosquitoes away. Thyme will keep snails and slugs, and sage will keep the moths away. Now, due to timing, we don't have that much time, but perhaps next week I can mention a couple of essential oils, and I think I have one more minute. So these are a couple of essential oils would be great to invest in. And essential oils are natural, so you can breathe it, and it's okay around your pets, your children, and it's safe for you to breathe. So just add a couple of these essential oils in a spray bottle, and you can clean the surfaces or the windowsills and where you walk in, the door. So keep on hand these 8 essential oils. My favorite one is peppermint oil, tea tree oil, citronella, eucalyptus, lemongrass, lavender, sage, and orange. And in closing, I just want to remind you that orange oil will help kill the mosquitoes, the crickets, and the spiders. Not basically kill, but just to keep them away. Okay, so that is my segment for today. Thank you, Cousin Z, for your help and assistance, because I remember when I was in Texas last year, guess what? The insects attacked me, and I am great, and I did not get bit one time while I was in Texas this year. Amen.
Amen.
But
let's give a big hand for Vera Jones for helping them.
Well done, Dr. Granny V.
Dr. Granny V. Wow. That was an amazing health and wellness segment. If you didn't learn anything else, you learned what oils and what plants you need to use to keep certain insects out of your plants. I need that. They tried to eat up my collards. And anyway, without further ado, it's time for the sports report. Cousin V, please take the floor. Give us the sports report. Go right ahead.
Well, while I was away, we did have two of our football players that received their wings. One actually lived in Dallas after leaving New Boston. He was in Dallas. And the other one actually played for the Dallas Cowboys. Jeff Gladney played for Texas Christian University. He's also the cousin he's also kin to my cousins on my mother's side. So this was all happening at the same time my daughter was in the hospital, and they both, I think their service was like on the same day a week ago. And then also Marion Barber, we want to pray for his family also. He played for the Dallas Cowboys. And then we'll get to the NBA. The Celtics and the Warriors, Golden State Warriors are tied 2-2. Game 5 will be played tonight at 8 o'clock p.m. in San Francisco, California, where I would like to be on. I did have proof of being in Florida, but now hopefully I can get to San Francisco one of these days and get on that baby. And then in the MLB, we have several games. And it's so many games to keep up with. And I just advise y'all to go to MLB on Yahoo Sports or ESPN and just keep up with the scores there because there's so many games going on there. My other thing was I told Eddie to rant and rave about, I kind of boycotted looking at the NBA Finals because these are professional teams. And you see one game, the team goes off and just leaves them 30 points ahead, and they win by 30 points. The next game, the same thing happens, but it's the other team. And then it's just back and forth until finally somebody gets to claim the winner. And so I just kind of boycotted that. And so now my thing is now they're going to college and to the high schools. And to me, everybody may not agree, but that's just my opinion, that they're ready to exploit our kids because now our kids not going to go to the school of their choice. They're going to go where the money is because now they're going to offer the kids in college and high school money to be on advertisements for all these different companies or the school that can pay them the most and just put them up there. Well, I think that if you're not doing it that way and you're doing it for money, you're going to lose your skills because you're not going to be worried about, you know, I'm doing my best. Most people do it for money. We pray that all of them won't. So I'm just going to say let's pray for our college and our high school kids. This is my sports report, and have a blessed week.
All right, let's give a big hand for the sports report. Yes, yes, yes.
Cousin V. Woohoo.
Yes, Cousin V. Well, now we don't want to stop. It's time for a very important segment of our show. Elizabeth, this is for you and for anybody listening to our show. It's time for Mental Health in You. Mental Health in You. And we're so taboo about mental health, but mental health is really important. And when you lose your child to suicide, it's even more important that you keep your mental health together along with your physical health and your spiritual health. Without further ado, Aretha Adams-Jones, affectionately known as Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones. Everybody say good morning to Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Aretha.
Woo-hoo.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Good morning.
Go right ahead, Dr. Aretha, take the floor. Give us mental health in you. Go right ahead.
All right. Thank you so much, Pastor Eddie. I praise God for you and the team. God bless you all. I praise God from whom all blessings flow. And this morning, I'm happy that he said that because I'm coming to you with this segment on the importance of mental health. And mental health is just as important as our physical health and our spiritual health, as Pastor Eddie just said. And one might ask, well, why is the mental so important? Well, for starters, it's one-third of who we are. It's one-third of our being. We're not just physical creatures. We're not just spiritual creatures. A part of our makeup involves the mental, and it's one-third of who we are. So one might ask, why is it so important? Well, mental health is important because it helps us to handle, it helps us to cope, it helps us to manage, and it helps us to deal with issues that we may encounter. Mental health also promotes well-being. It also keeps us physically healthy because if our mental health is impacted in some kind of way, it impacts our physical health, believe it or not. So just remember that our mental health is just as important as our spiritual being and our physical health. And remember, mental health matters, so it's time to remove the stigma. God bless you and have a great day.
Dr. Aretha Adams Jones of Mental Health and You.
Dr.
Aretha.
Wow.
Now that is phenomenal. I want to send a big shout out to Evangelist Virginia Valentine. Thank you, Evangelist, for always evangelizing. Thank you for always praying for us. Thank you for always supporting us. I want to send a shout out to Gloria Majors. Thank you so much, Gloria Majors. Hallelujah. Praise God. We just want to say thank you for all that you do and that all that you've been doing. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So without further ado, it's time to go to Clarence M. Allen with Regulate the Manual. Clarence, take the floor and regulate the manual.
Yes. Once again, thank you, Pastor Eddie. Thank you to all our wonderful guests, the panelists, all those listeners throughout social media live. I go into a segment in this book that I believe that our wonderful guest Elizabeth may be able to relate to. As a matter of fact, we all may be able to relate to. Before we step into what may be bigger and better things that may be coming, there are some other avenues and arenas that must get stepped on in order to raise the levels on regulate. When you regulate, there is nothing that can be lowered. No standards, definitely no regulations. So we must continue to regulate, and we will continue to step forward as we go. These and other avenues and arenas which we are about to open are some of the worst of the worst topics to cover. Regulated. I believe that it was from many of these perverse ways and practices that we have now reached these present times. I don't believe it how that it could have happened, the uncalled for, the unthinkable things have become so gruesome. The average mind has seen this perverted violence at very young ages. But those who may have the alternative avenues and the perverted must also get called from the regulator. It may not be too late to regulate. There are people who have gone away from the normal ways of loving and found the appropriate ones to love. Then during the search for love, many have forsaken the natural and the normal avenues to venture upon. There are child molesters, rapists of all kinds of the sickest, and up to no good predators who prey upon children, women, and even men who are unable to defend themselves. So you have all become another walking cancer to society. Child molesters, rapists, and all the predators that lurk within our society are living around everyone pretending to be that normal person within your own friends and family, with your own friends and family. Somewhere along the lines of your life, your mind has gotten sick and has gone past its normal stations. Somehow, and some way, you have lost your mental and moral fortitude to take your own stand against what is wrong and what is right. You have allowed yourself to stoop to the lowest of lows as a person. Your mind has become distorted and warped within your own realizations of how things should work within your own mental process. Does it seem as if when you are looking at your own central desires and affections in some of the weirdest and most ungodly settings, has society had its hand in playing a large part in the way that you are living today? There are millions of people who are in this world today, although they all do see the same things with their eyes. When they're asked the question, what did they see? The answer that is given may not come out the same way. The stigma will be present of not seeing it eye to eye. They stoop so low as to plan, exploit, and to do harm to children, women, and even men. This is your time now to make your change and take control of yourself and your life. The time has come for those who are lost within themselves to find their true self. The time has come for you to regulate. You will also need plenty of help and other prayers. You also need to put God in your life and allow him to live with you. Stop the exploitations, rape, molestation, and the brutality of children, women, and men. Stop it and regulate it. I'm going to stop there, but if you'd like to read more about this, you know, we have been doted as a society with many evils, with many illnesses, and other things that's not good for our society. But I have some anecdotes in this book that can help anyone who reads it and pass it along to someone else. So I'd like to thank everyone for being patient with this read. I hope you got something out, can open your mind and maybe even confirm to what you have witnessed and seen. So thank you, Pastor Eddie. Thank you to all of our guests. Thank you to all our listeners and followers throughout the greatest Monday morning Blog Talk Radio show, the Eddie Justice Jones Blog Talk Radio show. This book, Regulate the Manual, is written, and you are in here. God bless you guys.
Let's give a big hand. Let's give a big hand for Clarence.
Right. Clarence, thank you, Clarence.
Regulator.
Regulator.
Yeah.
Thank
wow,
you,
man.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I think you hit the nail on the head. Amen. Evangelist Virginia Valentine said, amen. Hallelujah. And without further ado, and right after we get through with the commentary, we're going to get some closing remarks.
Don't
from,
go past your station.
Amen. From Britta and from Elizabeth. Without further ado, Professor Reams, please take the floor. Give us the commentary.
Thank you so much, Pastor Jones, and once again, an excellent show. And for those who are not aware of this, what I do with the commentary is to take all the brilliant ideas and comments that have been made throughout the show and try and summarize it into what we think the theme of the show should be for this week and what you can do with it as in moving forward for this week. And understanding what the real deal Holyfield is. So with that, I want to thank Pastor Jones once again and for everything and having a wonderful format where we can share and talk about the issues that we're faced with and just enlighten people on things that are going on in society. To Cousin V, and of course my prayers to you, Cousin V, we love you, and also your prayers to with Brandy, and that all the things that she does with the sports report to remind us of the joy of sports and also the things that sports does to invigorate us overall. To Clarence Allen, our prophet, the regulator, thank you for the reminder dealing with the evils that we have, and I'll come back to you when I'm doing the commentary. To Dr. Granny V, like I said, the doctor has spoken, and so what is said, it should be written and should be taken down permanently because, in fact, it provides an alternative to other forms of health, because she provides our physical health that we should always keep in mind and remind us how important it is that we stay healthy. To Talana Jones, a wonderful shout-out. She does her words of wisdom, so a shout-out to her. Mm-hmm. Melanie Aubrey handles the financial, being financial segment of financial management and also Kingdom Citizens, so a shout-out to her. Dr. Aretha Jones-Adams, Adams Jones, thank you again for Mental Health Matters, because she's the other part of the balance between the physical health and the mental health, and we must keep both in balance. And then finally, to Linda Goldie, as I say, I get my hug and inspiration because she starts it off, she brings it down, and then we focus on the direction that we're going to move towards. And then thank you to our wonderful, superb guest of Elizabeth Gerald. Thank you for the inspiration. Thank you, Britta Steinbrenner, for the inspiration. And thank you, Joshua, for your brilliance and reminding us of how everything starts. So what we started out with was in two topics. We cover our usual beginning topics, but we began with suicide awareness and prevention. We also talked about the vote and also the results of the election overall. And what this does is that we're always going to be in this spiritual battle of the journey that we have with the Lord, because what I have said previously is that when we take on the mantle and when we take on the work of the Lord, we are now given his eyes of what he sees every day and dealing with us as human beings. And in doing so, it shows the good, the bad, and not so pretty, but the journey is well worth it because it allows him to work through us to leave a mark that moves us forward. And there's always going to be that side of the darkness that comes in. And so we hit the darkness of what is the prevention or aspects of suicide by looking at bullying, harassment, domestic violence, breakup of relationships, law enforcement also having the same thing, because it reminds us that at the end of the day, we're all human and we suffer from the same pains and angst and journeys that anyone else will deal with. That's why it's so important that we always keep both mental and physical health in mind, because the trials and tribulations of living is going to take a toll on our psyche overall. And in doing so, this is where the idea of depression, despair, and also the resulting suicides have a basis in, because of the fact that either something or what was going on has not been met, and that it feels as though the next step is not to be around at all. But that's, of course, is a travesty in a sense, because of the fact that when we have the Lord in our lives, and when we have that grounded, and when we understand his trials and tribulations, especially when Cousin V reminded us that Jesus died at 33, but think of the mark that he had, that we can do no better than to brush ourselves off, to think about it, what would Lord have me to do today, and to take it one step at a time, and to think about why we were placed here, because Josh reminded us is that we do a good job with the what, with the science, but the why is what is the reason behind everything, where the struggle is, but that's where we need God to help us with that struggle. So This is where we come back to where we are today, and two things that came out of it. First of all, it's inspirational for today, because we are reminded of, in light of all the darkness, as Clarence has mentioned, there is inspiration, there is always hope, and there is always faith and hope in the things that we can't see. And in doing so, it is also, as Britta mentioned, an opportunity to take a pause and reflect, and to take time to reflect on the things that we've done after we've done the great work that we've done, as where he's taken us through this journey, because he's never going to leave us at all. But we also have to remind that we're human, and we have to always maintain our health, not only our spiritual health, but our mental health and our physical health, almost like the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit as the three. So in doing so, let's talk about the inspiration. First, we have Elizabeth Gerald. In light of everything, look at how the good Lord has blessed her with all of the things that has happened in light of tragedy. The nonprofit, the LLC, the prospects of movies, the prospects of comic books, the whole nine yards, with the idea of still focusing on helping other people, bottom line. Next, with Britta Steinbrenner, think of the inspiration now that she's left with young ladies who could now run for the sheriff's office. And, of course, the good Lord's not done with her. I expect her to be running as frequently as she wants to and winning, so that her vision, through God's vision, will be revealed. And also with Joshua dealing with the idea of community, it comes back to the idea that democracy, which is our word of the week, is not a spectator sport. Everybody needs to be involved, and we are strongest when we are together. So in looking at this week of dealing with suicide and the voting, it comes down to reminding us is that, as Josh mentioned, reminding us, even though he didn't know, Elizabeth said he loved her, that is the step forward in moving us forward in the direction that the good Lord would like us to go. And we have to trust in him, because he will not leave us, he will not forsake us. But the thing that Clarence reminds us is that many times he's right in front of us and we don't see it, and we get pulled away by the world. So for this week, let's take time to take a pause. Let's take time to do some prayer. Let's take time to just ask the question, where, Lord, do you want me to be? And in doing so, that will help us in guiding our direction to do what we need to do to work together to achieve his ultimate goals for us. And with that, there are things that money can't buy, as reminded, and because of that, it is always great to have the Lord with us, because he will never leave us and never forsake us. And money can't buy that at all. And with that, I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Wow, what a commentary. What a commentary. Censoring. By golly, you have done it again. Wow. Thank you so much for that commentary. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about simple Amen. You did it again. You did it. Oh, I did. Oh, thank you so much, man. I can't do it without you guys. God and y'all, I mean, you guys make the show exactly what it is. I want to go right to our special guest where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. So without further ado, I want to go to Greta Steinbrenner first. Greta, give us your closing remarks. Greta, go right ahead. Take the floor.
All right. I'm going to start with Elizabeth. Thank you for sharing Marcy with us. I admire your strength and your determination to keep Marcy alive. And I hope that my experience keeps everyone motivated and encourages others to pursue their dreams or goals in life. It takes courage. It takes strength. It takes belief in yourself to pursue your dreams. And you need to push yourself. It's uncomfortable, challenging. And I was extremely blessed over my one-year journey because I'd met so many dynamic individuals. And a lot of the supporters that were there in the beginning kind of tapered off, but then I got brand new supporters that were just dynamic and really taught me how to love and appreciate what I have. So even though I did not win, I consider myself a winner. And Amen. I'm a little bit better from yesterday because I learned, and what I learned yesterday, I applied to today. So if I could leave a word of encouragement is we are adult learners. And when you stop learning, you stop growing. And we need to share. Sometimes it's uncomfortable, but I think we all benefit from it. And I've benefited from you, Pastor Eddie Jones, from your staff, from the viewers. And thank you to those who voted for me. Every vote made a difference, but I felt that I accomplished. I was a role model for my parents, my kids, and I hope I was a role model for everyone else. And again, Elizabeth, I admire you and for the courage for being here with us today and sharing. And Pastor Eddie Jones, my heart, a big hug to you and saying thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Everybody, let's give a big hand for Greta. Let's give her a big hand.
Thank you, Greta. Thank you.
Thank you, Greta.
Wow. Now, without further ado, I want to give the floor to Elizabeth. Elizabeth, take the floor. Give us your closing remarks. We have 2 minutes.
First, I want to thank you for having me. I'm really grateful for this platform. And for anybody who wants to reach out, I'm Elizabeth Gerald, which is G-E-R-A-L-D-T-F on Facebook. It's a picture of my – it's a comic book picture. And it's, once again, Elizabeth Gerald T-F for Teen Family on Facebook. What I want to say is parents, you know, when your child talks to you, you know, you got to listen, because I know in our community – a lot of times people don't want to listen, but you have to listen to your kids. You have to watch out. There are lots of signs before they do either take their life or take somebody else's life. Even with the Texas school shooting, the young man exhibited lots of signs that he should have been hospitalized or got help before that happened. And, you know, as for adults, you know, we just got to learn to be kinder to one another, learn to just start loving one another. You know, I hear so many stories of cruelty and, you know, people treating other people just, you know, unbelievable. And, you know, I get stories from women all over the world reaching out to me, telling me their stories, and I'm just so grateful. And just learn to love and just be the light, you know what I'm saying, to one another. And let's all, like Josh said, be family and just take care and be kind. And thank you all. And that's pretty much it. Just be kind and listen to your kids and everything.
And one more time, tell everybody how to go to your documentary on Tubi.
It's Tubi, which is T-U-B-I. And just look up Who Was Marcy. Marcy is M-A-R-C-I-E.
Okay. Let's give a big hand for Elizabeth, for Britta. Let's give a big hand for the show. Let's give a big hand for Josh.
Thank you.
Let's give a big hand for Cousin V, everybody. I'm so grateful. Aretha Adams-Jones, I'm so grateful for everybody on the show. Thank you guys for the hearts out there on Facebook Live. I love everybody on Facebook Live. I love everybody on Blog Talk Radio. Wherever you are in the world, we love you, and we send prayers up to you. Now, let me read you the word. You already heard the word of the day. The word of the day is democracy. The word of the week is democracy. Democracy. make that applicable to your week. Our scripture of the week is Proverbs chapter 4, verse 6. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 6, and it reads, "Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you." Proverbs chapter 4, verse 6. I'm going to read it one more time. "Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you." That is your scripture of the week, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 6. I'm going to say this to you because I say it every time. The only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. And whatever you do in this life, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. Remember that the best is yet to come. So if you want to run and run all the way with God, you're going to be all right. I can't wait to see you all again next Monday. I can't wait to do this talk show again next Monday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I pray that everybody on Facebook Live did receive a blessing, and everybody on Blog Talk Radio from around wherever you are in the world received a blessing. I love you. God bless you. And don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. But here's the real question. The real, real, real question is, what's going on? God bless y'all. Peace. I had to end the Facebook Live, but I'm still live on Blog Talk Radio. And we're going to hit this right here. And we're going to do this. And we're going to post that. Okay. Now, to everybody out there on Blog Talk Radio, as we begin to get off the line here, I love y'all. God bless you. And you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. The question is, again, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, man?
Brother,
what's up?
This is a party, man.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can be.